There's still a little cleanup to be done, but this year's Boston Marathon is now in the history books. Lalissa Desissa of Ethiopia is this year's men's winner. He was also the winner 2 years ago. Caroline Rodich of Kenya is the women's winner, her first victory in Boston. It was a cold and raw day yesterday, and smaller than usual crowds were reported along the marathon route. Still, there was plenty of excitement along the course. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman tells us about Mile 20, Heartbreak Hill, which he found has turned into a meeting place of sorts for people with some long-distance relationships.
The first wheelchair went by in a flash, then waves followed, elite women and men, and three tens of thousands more. True, the crowd at Heartbreak was thinner this year than last, when it was warm and sunny, but as the day went from gray to rainy and chill winds from the east slowed the pace down, competitors took the weather in stride, drawing energy from cheering friends, family members, and strangers bundled up along Commonwealth Ave in Newton.
It's cold here, and I'm from Alaska.
Lisa Peterson lives in Anchorage. Her husband is military. This was his third Boston, and cheering next to Peterson was one of her best friends.
Tyra Grauer, and I'm from Oahu, Hawaii.
What are you doing here?
My husband's running the race.
He's military, too. And they're all good friends. When Grauer left Oahu, it was 80 degrees, and Peterson's Anchorage was more slush than mush. The city didn't get enough snow this year to host the state's iconic Iditarod Trail dog sled race. But at Heartbreak, the women sported similar skirts, not hula, but black plastic bags, best friends sharing impromptu rainwear fashion and finishing one another's sentences.
We're here celebrating and
supporting.
Yeah.
How do you know each other, though?
From Alaska.
Yeah, we were stationed there. Well, and before that, we had a church there.
Plant. Yeah, so
we've known each other for 17 years.
Yeah. And I went to college together in Chicago. Yeah.
That's Elizabeth Aguilar. Lisa Peterson and Tyra Grauer are visiting her. Reverend Aguilar lives in Waltham and is the first Mexican-American female ordained in the United Church of Christ. Rounding out this faithful friendship is Ann Dixon. She's visiting from Seattle. One for all, the women nod in unison as Tyra Grauer speaks about her husband and a race that brings people together.
It really is different. It really has a different feel and just a different atmosphere than other marathons he's run. Some of them he's pretty much run on his own, and then at the end people are cheering, and it's just not like that here.
And the crowd roars as a woman competitor in a wheelchair races past at full speed, blowing kisses to those along the way on Heartbreak Hill. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.